Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know, when Rich gets back, he's going to try to take that away from him.
Really? You're going to have a hard time doing that because he's away. And this was a gift from the better half. I don't know. Well, actually, this was in a dog toy. And the dog tears everything apart. And what's? But a lot of the toys that she gets for the dog have sounders in them. And this was a seasonal toy for the dog. And therefore...
Do you have a stash of Tickle Me Elmo sometimes?
I have. Wait a minute. Let's see. You haven't heard some of this other stuff? There you go.
You can take the boy out of the bar, but you can't take the bar out of the bar.
I don't want to be too grown up. 25 past the hour, Warren Zevon starts our Halloween concert with Werewolves of London. And then there's good old Dave Edmonds. Remember the movie, you and I are the only ones old enough to remember the Creature from the Black Lagoon, Joy?
I didn't actually ever see it. You know, people would say you look like the monster from the Green Lagoon.
Well, this character dressed in a tin. He kind of looked like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, except he had a tin hat over his head, as I recall. He walked out of this swamp carrying this woman. That's what I remember from the trailers. I didn't go see, even when I was a kid, I didn't want to go see these kind of...
And it wasn't Raquel Welch.
No, right? It wasn't. Kenny, you remember? You've probably seen some of the... there's a lot of posters from these things.
Oh, when I was a teenager, Creature Feature was on late at night on one of the movie channels. I saw all those old great black and white horror movies.
Oh, see, I watched Rod Serling. I've never forgotten the rocking chair that's rocking and there's nobody in it. It scared the living daylights out of me.
I remember when I was in college, there was a fellow who became the voice of ABC. But he was a character. He had a local television program in Cleveland, and he did Friday and Saturday night movies. And I'm trying to remember. His real name was Ernie Anderson. Do me a favor. Google Ernie Anderson and see what the name is that comes up for the character that he had that he played on that television show that was in Cleveland, Kenny. Will you just for a second? Because it was perfect stuff, just like what Joy is just talking about there. Just perfect stuff. All right, next tune in our concert here from the Classics 4.
Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Hardly scary music. Fun things for Halloween.
A little spooky.
Always keep me guessing. I never seen
you find out any about Ernie Anderson? Google. Goulardi. Just came to me. See if you can find that. His name was Goulardi. The name he used on the air was Goulardi. It was because he was
Ghoul. Ernie Anderson.
What'd you say, Joy?
He's Paul Thomas Anderson's father.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Houlihan. That was never.
No, but the character he used on the show was Goulardi, and it was the Ghoul was a play on some of these silly...
Oh, yeah, there it is. Goulardi.
Goulardi. You got it? Okay.
Yes.
My memory wasn't that bad.
With an H.
Yeah, I've thought about him for probably 25 years.
He was in the Navy stationed in Guam.
He was what?
He was in the Navy stationed in Guam.
Yeah, all right, so that's more than we needed to know, but thank you anyway. All right, the last song, John Fogerty here. High of the Zombie. Sounds pretty scary.
Kind of like Eye of the Tiger, except different.
Yeah.
All right, you want to get scared? When we come back in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about a disease that could kill 75 million people by 2050, and you've likely never heard of it. So we'll talk about that in the next half hour, amongst the other things of interest and importance here on The Good Day. Maybe interest, but not so important. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Think green. Ethanol as the solution fuel is raising more eyebrows. Harrison with you.
Science warns that the biofuel promise may make things worse than better. We now know that corn-based ethanol emits more carbon dioxide per gallon than gasoline and generates for your car fewer miles per gallon, while also tearing on car engines, especially older ones. The bitter irony as well? Well, today we're now competing with our cars for food, since ethanol now consumes almost a full quarter of America's corn crop. Made more significant since global warming's reduced the world's grain and seed production by some 30%. Common sense again concludes that driving fewer miles in lighter vehicles means you get to have your corn and eat it too. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to know an easy way to responsibly motivate others? Well, all it takes is a compliment. Here's the science of this praiseworthy topic.
Good work. Job well done.
As much as 70% of all compliments are insincere, even fake. But get this, we only compliment those people whom we think are equal to or above us. That means those people whom we believe are beneath our dignity, either financially or economically, we never ever pay them a compliment. So teachers, got an underprivileged student in your class, want to motivate them, then use a compliment.
That's what I'm talking about. Good job, gentlemen.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If a person does a good job, no matter who they are, tell them so. The result of a sincere compliment, positive motivation, people will like you and even work harder for you. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.